Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
My confidence back then was here. Yeah. Now it went like, you delusional.
Everyone, I'm your host, Alan Iced, and welcome to another episode of Noche de Pendejadas. La semana pasada les traje una invitada chingona, y esta semana no es una excepción. Please help me welcome my guest tonight, the baddest bitch, the one and only with the Beyonce body, Esteban Govea! Did I say it right?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah, it was good. It was good. Thank you.
I almost didn't get it right, you guys. Siempre que I get last names, I always like get scared that I'm gonna butcher them. And esta vez no, you guys.
Everybody gets my name wrong. They usually call me like different names, but I'm like, it's fine. As long as you guys say like Govea or Esteban, it's fine with me.
As long as you try, right? Yeah. So aquí te tenemos. ¿Cómo estás? First of all, I just want to say how excited I am to have you here.
Thank you.
I've been following you años. I feel like we started following each other, I want to say, what, like 3 years ago?
I think it's been 3 years ago.
Yes.
But I was always like scared to like, I'm like, okay, I don't like to message people or anything like that, because I'm like, it's always scary to message people and then for you to be like, oh, I don't want to talk to you, you know?
Yes.
You know? But yeah, we've been following each other for a long time and I really love like your videos and everything.
Oh, thank you.
And then when you messaged me, I was like, okay, I think Alan is my invitar to go eat a mukbang. Pero no, quiere el chisme.
Quiere la entrevista, güey. No, but you know what's crazy? I'm exactly like how you are because yo también, no sé por qué, pero desde chiquito, siempre una pinche panocha to rejection. Like, I always hated reaching out to people because I'm like, nah, they're gonna say no or esto, esto, otro. You guys have been requesting him so much and I was like, you know what? Se los voy a cumplir y aquí lo tenemos, you guys. Para todos ustedes, allá en casita que no lo conocen, I'm gonna go ahead and turn it over para que él nos diga un poquito más de quién es y qué hace.
So, my name is Esteban Govea. I also go by Jocelyn. All I do is social media, vlogs, YouTube, TikTok. I do all of that. Y como yo siempre digo, la que es bella es bella, la que no, que se opere.
Ah, I'm so excited to have you today. Yo quiero saber el chisme. Yo quiero saber the behind the scenes shit que uno a la vez no comparte, because I feel like a lot of your content is always like fun, laughing content. Y yo quiero saber más, amiga. Yo quiero saber everything. Para empezar con el chisme, how were you as a child? Quiero que me digas todo.
When I was growing up, we were like very like una familia like very poor. We didn't have like no social media or no phones or nothing. So it was very hard for me like to grow up with my family porque my dad nos dejó desde que estábamos chiquitos and my mom had to do like all the work.
Yeah.
And I was always there with my mom all the time, like taking care of my four sisters, you know? And I would watch people do YouTube and do all this. And I'm like, I kind of want to be not say famous, but yeah. I kind of want to get my name out there, my name for people to know who I am, because people will always be like, you're so funny. And you're so this. I'm like, I don't think I'm funny. I think, you know, I'm pendeja. Like, I feel like yo estoy pendeja. Like, I don't consider myself as funny or anything like that. But I feel like people think because me being pendeja, it's funny.
Yeah.
It was very hard for us, especially like for my mom, because she already had to work like 2 jobs. Y yo cuidaba a mis hermanas desde I was like really, really young. Like, yeah. I didn't have like no time for me to disfrutar, if you could say that, you know, because I was always there for my mom, helping her out and everything, because obviously we didn't have
nobody. You're the oldest.
Yeah. So, I am the oldest.
He's like, you don't say that. Oldest,
but I feel like I'm the youngest of all of them. Because I'm like, no, estas ya, ya se, they're acting like they're old, married.
Ya son señoras.
Ya son señoras. Yo no, yo aquí estoy todavía joven, okay? I started doing social media because my, hold up. I didn't do social media. I was not going to do social media like that. Mm-hmm. I did the video. The first video that I ever upload was because my family will always be like, oh, just because your mom is a single mom, tus hijas, todas van a ser embarazadas when they're young. Tus hijos no, like, do nothing in life or whatever. You know, so I'm like, and I was so tired that all my family would be like that. So I told my sister, Selena, I was like, you know what, Selena, let's do a video and let's post it on Facebook and let's say that you're pregnant. And I recorded that video and Selena's like, are you sure you're going to post it? I'm like, yes, let's post it. But I was only posting it for my family, yeah. Okay? For like my tias and everything. So I post the video, it goes on, I go to sleep because I sleep a lot. But yeah.
Like, you didn't know.
I sleep a lot, if you didn't know. I woke up and then the video had like, I only had like 90 friends on Facebook. The video had like 1,000 likes and like comments. And every time I will refresh it, it will go up and up. And I'm like,
you're like, I don't have this many family.
I'm like, yeah, I only have like 3 or 4 tias. Like, you know, that I'm like, wait, where is these people coming from? So that's how it happened. And then I was like, people will be like, you need to start YouTube. You need to do this. And I'm like, no, because I don't want to start YouTube. I don't want to do all this because it was just a joke.
Yeah.
I took it as a joke, you know? Pero así empezó.
Cuando a veces uno menos lo quieres cuando le pasan las cosas. Yes. Y así te pasó a ti. That video goes viral. Mm-hmm. ¿Y en qué momento dices tú, sabes qué? A lo mejor le voy a hacer caso a la gente y me voy a dedicar a esto.
And I was like, okay, let me do one more video. And the other video goes good. I'll try to stick to what people are doing, because, you know, so I started doing, I did the second video, and that video is the one that blew up, like, it got, like, a lot, and everything. I'm like, no, like, me inside, I'm like, no, this is, like, this is not true, like, this is not happening, and it started going good, so ever since then, I started keep posting, and everything, and it went really good.
So you've been doing social media ya cuántos años?
I've been doing social media I've been doing social media for 10 years already.
That is crazy. It's so crazy and it's so mind-blowing to me that you've been literally like, you're an OG when it comes to YouTube, because I feel like you started off on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And, you know, on social media, yo pienso que uno tiene que, okay, empieza aquí, pero no nomás te puede quedar ahí. Tienes que cruzar over. How did you start posting on YouTube too? Because I feel like right now that's where your biggest platform is.
Yeah, right now YouTube is the one that I post more, but before it was Facebook. But okay. I used to post on Facebook a lot. Like, I would post like mostly every single day and everything. And then I'm like, no, like, Facebook is taking over me, you know? So I was like, I was scared because I was like, no. Pero it started going good and everything. And at first, I was scared to what people were going to say, yeah, and do all this. Because back then, everybody knew that I was, like, I'm gay.
Yeah.
You know, and everything. But it was scary because at that time, like, 10 years ago, it was not the same as right now.
Yeah.
I feel like right now everybody takes it as a, it's okay. Like, but back then it wasn't. Back then it was very like, oh, you're gay, you're this, you talk like a girl, you do makeup, you do. It was, you were doing everything wrong.
Yes.
So now I feel like if you see a guy or anybody out there with makeup, it was like, ooh, like, yes. Yeah, and everything. And back then for me, if I wear just little makeup, everybody would be like,
what are you doing?
Makeup is for girls, you know?
Period.
And
it's
I would
crazy.
Be like, I know, but
you're like, I'm still gonna wear it.
I'm still gonna wear it.
It's so crazy because, like, ¿cómo es el tiempo, verdad? Porque even 10 years ago, if you really think about it, it's a long time. Pero a veces uno dice, it's really not that long. You know what I mean? Because it's true what you were saying. I probably started wearing makeup when I was 16, 15 maybe, and now I'm about to be 25. Oh. And at the time, a mí hasta me daba pena. Because los stares that you would get, I remember I used to take the public bus before, and whenever I would go to, whenever I would wear makeup, and it wasn't even exagerado como me pinto ahora. It was literally just your little brows, a little bit of concealer. Te miraba la gente como que si eras un pinche criminal.
Yeah, like, they're like, what are they doing? Like,
yeah.
Like, and it would be so weird, but I feel like now people are more like, how do you say, acceptance. Yeah. So back then it was harder, but now I'm like, I wish I would have came out like really right now, you know?
Do you think the time changes and just how people think over the years has made you like be more accepting of yourself and just made you more confident?
You know what? I was always very confident because I feel like my body says that I'm a 4X large, but my mind says that I'm extra small. So I always had the confidence to wear whatever I wanted and to do whatever I want because I'm the type of person that do not follow no rules.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why I was like, no, I need to do something. I need to do like something that I want to do and I feel comfortable doing, you know? Because I hate following rules and I hate be like, do this, do that, because I want to be my own, like, my own boss, my own everything, you know?
And I feel like that's why people love you so much, porque tú te vale verga lo que la gente diga. Si la gente tiene algo que decir, chido, que lo diga, pero a mí no me va a afectar lo que diga la gente. And I feel like that's why people love you so much, because you really do have that attitude. And I feel like it takes a lot of balls and it takes a lot of, you know, courage to really, like, get a camera and show off to the world who you really are.
Yes,
because hay mucha gente ya en el internet que en verdad a veces nomás hablan, como digo yo, nomás por hablar y porque tienen pinche hocico, and whatever comes out of their mouth is like nothing good.
Yes.
So you've been doing social media, como acabas de decir, for 10 years.
10 years, yeah.
Pero hace poco you took a good break. You know, you went MIA, te nos perdiste. You know, you nos dejaste así. Why was that?
I just feel that everything started going good. Everything started going really good. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you. Everything was going really good. My Facebook, my YouTube, everything was going perfect.
Yeah.
But sometimes you feel like, I don't belong. Like, it's like I didn't have to be doing this.
Yeah.
Like, especially because once you start getting known and once you're like, you're up there, people will message you, people will try to destroy you, and people are out there messaging you and having the time to message you with all this hateful stuff.
Yeah.
So it kind of got to me, and I kind of got like, also because I was fighting like through depression and all this, and I'm like I don't know if like this is the thing that I have to be doing, you know?
Yeah.
So I stopped for 4 years, and it was one day that I woke up and I'm like if you go out of the room, you turn the lights off and you never go back there.
Yeah.
That's how bad it was. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I was just like, no, like, I have to take a break.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how long I was going to take that break. But I'm like, it hurt me that I was like, because people will message me and be like, oh my God, you inspire me. I'm depressed and everything. So it kind of felt like I was letting a lot of people down.
Yeah.
Because everybody's like, oh my God, you're so funny. You inspire me. You do this, you do that. And I'm like, when I took the break, I feel like I let a lot of people down.
Yeah.
I was always happy on social media, doing this, doing that, doing all this for people, and people loved it and everything. And nobody was there for me.
Yeah.
Yes, even though I had all these people watching me, all these people loving me, sending me like beautiful messages like, oh my God, you're this, and this. By the end of the day, inside me, I still felt alone.
Yeah.
So it was very hard for me. I was like, I felt so alone. I was like, I have to take a break.
Yeah.
I have to take a break so I could go have the same love for what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So I was like, let me take a small break. But that small break turned into 4 years.
That's 4 years. Crazy.
I know, 4 years.
But I feel like sometimes you need to take a break to really focus on yourself. Because like you said it yourself perfectly. A veces uno, you know, what we do, a veces you, there comes a point where you're only doing it to please the people.
Yes.
And yes, you may enjoy it. Yes, you may be showing yourself. But like, there comes a point, maybe like you said, you were doing it because you wanted to keep these people happy. But where was your happiness?
Yeah, I was just very like, I just felt alone. And I'm like, but at the same time, I didn't want people, because they always saw me happy. They always saw me like, oh, like, this person's confident and everything. But when it came to that point where I was not the same anymore, I didn't want people to see that. And I didn't want people to feel like, oh, because people see everything you, even though you fake it on
the internet,
people can still tell like, oh, this is going on, you know? So I just like, you know what? I don't want nobody to see me hurt.
Yeah.
I don't want nobody to see me like,
down,
because they always saw us a strong person and everything. So I'm like, you know what, let me take the break. And I took the break, and I barely came back. And I was like, okay, you know what? And it was very hard to come back, especially now, because back then when I was doing all this, there was not a lot of people, especially like just like Mexican people doing social media. Back then it was more like, you know, like different. And now when I came back, I'm like, oh,
yeah, you mucho.
I'm like, wait, hold on, like, there's a lot now. And I'm like, I'm so happy though.
Yeah,
that so happy that all this Mexican, like us Mexicans are doing it, like really like out there having fun and everything. Like, to me it's like so good. I mean, because back then I feel like alone. I didn't have nobody that I could text or come be like, oh my god, you're gonna post a video today, you're gonna do like, I feel like alone, you know? Now I feel happy that there's a lot of more people and more YouTubers, more TikTokers, more everything. There are like Mexicans and everything.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You know what's so crazy? You took your four-year break. And in the social media world, you guys, even though sometimes we need to take care of our mental health, 4 years is a lot. Yeah. Was it scary for you to be like, fuck, I'm going to come back not knowing if all the people that loved me are still going to be there waiting for me? Or were you like, fuck it, I'm going to post. If no one watches it, no one watched it.
When I came back, I was like, you know what? I did it the first time, post something, and it went good. I was not expecting for me to post another thing and for it to go good again. I was like, you know what? Let me just post it. If it goes good or not. At the end of the day, I kind of wanted just to come back to see how things will go.
Yeah.
You know, I started posting again. It started going slow and everything. And it started going good. Okay. You know, which I'm happy.
Yeah.
And right now it's going good. My family is very like poor. I used to sleep in the living room, like in el piso.
Oh,
now
shit,
I sleep in el piso, but with a blanket. Now I sleep with, you know, with a blanket.
Todavía en el piso, pero con tu amiga
esta. No, you get what I'm saying? No. Obviously, we're still struggling. But I'm like, we need to be here and work our way up there and do better than yesterday. You know? So that's why I'm like, you know what? And I started doing it and it's going good. I'm getting to meet new people, like especially like on TikTok, on YouTube, like new people now that they didn't knew that I used to do. I came back. Because everybody's like, wait, I used to watch your Facebook, but you're back. And I'm like, yeah, like I'm back. And I'm happy. I'm happy that how everything's going, how everything is doing. So I feel good.
So, you know, you talked about your family. Yo pienso que muchos de la gente que te mira love your family content. Your family content is A1. You know, tienes a tus hermanas, a tu mamá, which I must say your mom is fucking hilarious. Like, your mom, I can watch her by herself because that's how funny she is. How important is it for you to be like, you know what? I'm going to be doing this, but I'm also going to be bringing my family along.
I always wanted to do like vlogs with my family because I feel like my family and me are todos estamos like pendejos. And I'm like, wait, what about we like post it? And what about you never know people will like it? And yeah, like people love my mom. People love all my sisters and everything. And it's like, it's good that they don't just love me. They love like my whole family. You know what I mean?
I feel like when you have, personally for me too, when you have other people contributing to your video, it just makes your job easier.
Yeah.
Because it's like, girl, I hate fucking vlogging by myself. I need people to fucking be acting like fools in the back, be able to joke around with them. Oh no. Yes. It's because like, a veces hasta I be watching some people and I'm like, oh my God, they're by themselves. They're fucking boring. But when you watch other people with other people, it's like you get to see their dynamic. You get to see the relationship that you know, in this instance, you have with your sisters. Do you feel like your relationship with your sisters has always been this strong? Or do you feel like making videos together, you know, sharing each other on social media has made you guys grow, you know, even your personal relationship?
No, my sisters and me were always close. We were, girl, we used to back then we used to get in the tub playing. I used to play Barbies with them.
Aww.
Like I used to play Barbies with them and everything, because we were always together.
Yeah.
And I took care of them since they were like babies, because my mom had two jobs. My mom had to work in the morning, work in the afternoon. So I was basically like their second mom, I guess you could say that, because obviously our dad wasn't there. So I used to play with them and everything. So I feel like we were always close. People be like, oh, maybe they act like that for a YouTube. Yeah. And I'm like, no.
No, that's how we are.
Like, that's how we are. Like, we talk shit to each other. We play around with each other. But at the end of the day, we still love each other, you know?
Yeah. Does anyone ever get butthurt?
To be honest, I don't think so. I mean, sometimes we're like, oh, nos pasamos. We'll be like, no. Like, because I feel like all my family is very, like, confident and very, like, they don't care.
Llevados.
Yeah, they're like, si te llevas, te aguantas, you know? So it's very like that. My family is very llevados, very, like, everywhere we go, we always, like, bringing not bringing each other down, but kind of, like,
joking with each other.
Joking with each other. So to make, it's just, I'm like, you guys, life is, like,
too short.
Can finish at any time. And why are you gonna not be doing whatever you want, doing all this? Like, do it. Like, just be you and everything, and you will be happier.
Earlier, we were talking about the haters. You know, you took your 4-year break.
Yeah.
You've came back. Do you feel like that 4-year break helped you a lot to be like, you know what? Ahora no voy a dejar that these haters get to me. Voy con todo. How do you deal with the haters now?
You know what? Now that I came back, I feel like before I was not in a like
good mental space.
Yeah, I was not there, you know? Now I still get messages. Like I still get messages like, this and that. And I'm like, thank you. Now I'm like, thank you. I'm still gonna be doing what I'm doing, and I'm still gonna be the baddest bitch doing whatever I'm doing. Now I don't pay attention to nothing. I only pay attention to the people that love you and the people that be like, do this, like, those are the only people that I pay attention to. Now, if you're a hater or you message me, I'm like,
you're like, thank you for watching the video.
Yeah, I'm like, thank you for watching, but I'm still gonna be doing me because there's more people that love it than people that, that hate it. You know.
So those 4 years that you were off, what were you doing?
Well, those 4 years that I was doing,
you're like nothing. I'm sleeping.
Like, the same thing I do. I sleep, eat, sleep, and that's it. No. I started working in the fields.
Okay.
So I was like,
you're like, not period.
No, I was like, my mom was like, you have to work. Aquí se va a la escuela o se trabaja.
Yeah.
yo no fui a la escuela. A mí me corrieron porque, no sé, like, estoy bella y no puedo estar bella y smart. You know?
I can only do one.
Dije, yo escogí este pendeja y estar bella. So I had to go to work in the field. And yeah. Mom told me, the first time I went there, I'm like, I could do it. Like, yo lo puedo hacer.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think this is hard. No, this is hard. The first day I went there, I was like, Ama, yo nomás quiero trabajar 8 horas. No puedo trabajar nomás 8 horas y ya, cállate los cinco. Dijo, okay, well, okay. Boy, the first day, 8 hours passed, and I'm like, ¿qué hora suena la alarma? From like, from high school, you know, yeah. like when the alarm rings, I was, okay, I'm gone.
Yeah.
La alarma nunca sonó. And I'm like, it's 9 already, like 9 hours. My mom was like, 1 hour más. I'm like, oh my God. Then 10 hours passed, as soon as 10 hours passed, I went home, slept the whole day. I didn't eat nothing. I came home, slept the next day, at 4 in the morning, mi mamá. Ya le mandaste, we have to go. I'm like, again?
You're like,
I'm like, wait, I thought it was only one day. No, I had to go. Like, if I was pregnant, no yeah. me voy a poder mover nada. I was like, how am I going to do it? You know? Yeah. And so I started working the fields and doing all that and everything. But I'm like, no way. Like, let me go back to social media. Because when I went back then, when I did social media, I'm not going to lie to you. You know how YouTube pays you, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did a video. My mom was like, tú estás bien pendejo. Like, how are you going to do social media? Do eso no te va a pagar. Eso no te va a dar nada. And everything. I'm like, ama, déjeme por favor a mí. Let me work my way to see if I can get paid with this, you know? So people told me, like, oh, you do get paid in this. I'm like, let me try it. The first videos I posted, it was like a month, $100. And I was happy.
Yeah.
Like, I was happy. I'm like, hey, like,
I got friends. Friends here.
Like, I'm out. Ahora sí nos podemos ir al buffet.
I'm out. Ya cómprame cama. I'm tired of sleeping on the floor.
Yes, I'm like, oh. No, I still don't have a bed. I bought my blanket.
Yeah, we're working for that.
Yeah, we're working for the bed.
You're like, run the ads right now.
And I need una heavy duty bed because I do weigh 175. Don't be rude. Alright, don't be rude. No, but yeah, so I tell everybody, yeah. Like, how much you weigh? I'm like, 175. And everybody's like, well, I feel like because I got on the scale and it broke at 175. So for me, it stayed at 175.
Right, 175. That's the last number I saw.
Yeah, that's the last number I saw. So that's the number that got stuck to my head. So I went 175. So anyway, so I'm like, you know what? Let me just keep doing this and everything. And right now, it's doing good. I'm not gonna complain. It's doing good, and I'm happy that it's doing good. So that's why I'm like, okay, you know what? Now I feel like I'm my own boss. But you know what? Sometimes your hair plays with you.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wanna be like, today no voy a grabar. I'm not gonna record. Today I'm taking a break.
Yeah.
But my little devil in the back, or I don't know who is it. No.
Or our bank accounts be like,
Get your ass up.
Para descansar cuando te mueras, mijo.
Get your ass up. Go to record.
Yeah.
Whatever you have to do, go record and go do it. And I'm like, no. I'm gonna stay home. Lay down. And I'm like, no. So I fight with myself. Yeah. Like, I fight with myself. Like, do this, do that. So it's...
Yeah.
It's,
mis respetos a la gente that work in the fields, but sometimes you're gonna be like, you know what? Firmo un video aquí en casa o me voy a trabajar a las 4 de la mañana.
Yes, because my mom and my whole family,
yeah.
We all went through that. We all worked in the field and everything. Mm-hmm. Mamá nos dijo, si no quieren trabajar aquí, do hard work whatever you have to do. So now I'm like, I was like, you know what? It's true.
Yeah.
So I feel like anybody could do it.
Yeah.
Anybody can get a camera, start somewhere,
yeah.
And you will do it. Because that's how I started.
Yeah.
And I didn't start as doing it like, oh, I'm going to get this. No, you get the camera, you do you. And I tell everybody, act like yourself.
Yeah.
Like, do you. Like, do not pay attention to what other influencers, what other people are doing. And you focus on yourself. You focus on whatever. And people are going to love it. I do not focus on nobody else. And, but I'm happy that what you do, what other people do, I'm happy for all of you guys because I'm doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And I feel like I focus on whatever I'm doing and I do support all of you guys. Yeah. And you know,
cada quien a su pasito.
Yeah.
Cada quien a su pasito, yeah.
Trust me, if you are you and everything, people are gonna love it.
So quiero saber que me cuentes un poquito más. I've been hearing about this trailer breaking. Que un trailer se quebró. Quiero saber todo ese chisme. A ver, platica.
You know what? Every time I tell this story, people like se empieza a reír de mí, and I'm like, it's funny for you guys, but for me, it's not.
For me, it's trauma.
For me, it's not funny, pero. Everybody simply me saying one day, you know, it was a rainy day. Obviously, it was a rainy day.
It was
day.
The rain that broke it.
And I was, you know, somebody messaged me and they're like, "Do you want to hang out? Hang out?" And I'm like, obviously, you know, I've been busy working hard. You know, I'm a hardworking woman. You know, I was like, I have to have fun. And he's like, "Come over to my house." I'm like, "Okay." Yeah. I go there and it's like a trailer. Uh-huh. And I'm like, I send pictures of me. I'm pretty sure he knows that I do weigh 175, you know? And I was like, and I'm not going to Photoshop these pictures, you know? So I was like, you know what? Let me go. I went there and he's like, oh, yeah, come in. Tell me why I go in there and the first two steps that I step on and they break. And I'm like,
you're like, you have cheap wood.
I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. He's like, no, it's fine. And obviously, yo, ya me estaba saboreando lo que yo me iba a comer. Forget about the embarrassment, go. So I go in there and se empieza a calentar las cosas or whatever, and we started having fun. And he's like, I always had a fantasy to do it in the kitchen. And I'm like, okay, let's do it in the kitchen. You know, I do whatever you want. We go to the kitchen, but it was those trailers that I guess like they're like parados así, pero están parados con
un brick.
Yeah, y un gato.
Okay, okay.
So I guess it got really very hard, the taka-taka, that we were having too much fun. And tell me why the trailer like falls to the side. I'm like, he's like, so he's like, I'm like, wait, hold up. I have to leave. So he helps me out to leave. And it was so embarrassing because the trailer.
Midway through the chaka-chaka?
Yeah. So it was like, I still didn't have enough funny enough. So I'm still looking for the next one. Actually. I'm still looking for the
next one. Yeah, no más trailers, you're like, I don't want
to
wear my
funny hat. No, yeah, next year. So no, but I tried to get out of the trailer. I got out of the trailer and he messaged me and he's like, who's going to pay for the trailer? And I'm like, well, not me. Blocked. I'm like, blocked. I'm like, I'm not going to pay for nothing. You saw that I'm skinny. You saw, you know, I sent you pictures. So you need to like, that's your problem now. My problem is to go home and
finish up. Yeah, like try to figure out what the hell I'm gonna do.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like go and go look for the next one. So that's what everybody tells me that. I'm like, everybody wants to know that. So I'm like, guys, I cannot always be telling you guys a story, you know?
So this is the last time, yeah.
La última, yeah. Cerrado.
Ya, ya no chinguen, ya. Caso cerrado.
Yeah, caso cerrado, ya.
How did you feel in that moment? You were like, fuck. Did you ever think like, oh, si le voy a pagar? Nah, la verga, la voy a bloquear.
No, I was like, ¿cómo voy a pagar yo algo que yo no hice? Everything, yo no lo hice.
You're like, blame the person who constructed your trailer. Te lo hicieron mal.
Yeah, I'm like, it's not my problem. You know, that's your problem now. So I left and I was like, you know what? Ya es tiempo. Ya es tiempo de, and I haven't gone with nobody right now que tú digas, like, have fun or that type of fun. No. I'm still recovering.
El trauma, amiga. You know, it's crazy. Toda la gente que te mira, love your humor. Love that you're always, you know, down to crack jokes. Love that siempre contigo is a good time. Are you always this happy? Are you always, you know, making this many jokes siempre, even off of camera?
You know what? Like I'm telling you, before, I feel like I was always funny. Yeah. And I did have like, you know, my depression moment and everything. But I was always happy. If there's something bad going on, I have to make a joke out of it. Anything that happens to me or anything that like I'm going through, I take everything as a okay.
I all die. He's like, I'm glad he's resting now.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor. You can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I'm gonna say this. I'm always happy.
Yeah.
Like, especially now. You know what? When the camera is off,
I feel happier.
Like I'm more like if I would have a camera on me 24/7. It's because we only choose what we're going to post on social media. So we only choose 15, 20 minutes for you guys to see. No, if I would have a camera on me 24/7.
It'd be funnier.
It's
crazy because the best moments happen off of camera.
Yeah, and then I don't want to be like, oh, wait, let me redo it for the camera. You know what? I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, you know, but it's okay. Like, we're going to keep recording everything.
Yeah.
So I feel like, yeah, like, if I had a camera 24/7, I feel like I will be more, like, funnier, more, like, stuff like that. But sometimes I'm like, I just want to show you guys.
Raw how it is.
Yeah, it's only 20 minutes because also I don't want you guys to be like, to get bored or to be like, ay, so those I'm like, let me keep it just 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Y si la gente quiere más, wait for the next video.
You're like, subscribe. So you mentioned right now that, you know, lately you've been happier.
Uh-huh.
What was different before?
You know what? I feel like it's because before I used to wear. I get really bad anxieties attacks, like really bad.
Yeah.
And I feel like it was like my anxiety attacks were taking over and I didn't know how to control them. You make yourself scared.
Yeah.
And I'm like, back then I didn't know how to control that. I feel like it was very like lonely.
Yeah.
But I feel like I always thought that you needed somebody to be there with you. Or, you know, I was scared to be alone. I was so scared to be alone. I always had people around me.
Yeah.
So it was very hard for me to be alone, especially when all my sisters started working.
Yeah.
You know, obviously they had to work because I'm like, you know, who
else? Yeah, they chose to work. I chose to be beautiful.
They chose to go to college and I chose to be a pendeja. So it felt like lonely back then, you know? And I didn't know my anxiety came along. Like my mom used to do that. So it was very hard. Now I feel like now I could be alone.
Yeah.
Like
you've learned.
I learned how to be alone. I learned how to make yourself happy. Like you don't need to have money. Yeah. You don't need to have friends. You need to be all this to be happy.
You learned to appreciate your alone time.
Yes. And I learned to appreciate what you have, even though it's not a lot that I have, but
you appreciate it.
I appreciate that. After this, I'm gonna go eat, you know.
Like, I'm looking forward to that.
You know, so I
like wrap this shit up. I gotta go.
Like, can you hear me?
Like, can you make this the last question?
All right, unless somebody wants to bring me food.
Nah. Yeah, it's been 2 hours. You're like, I eat every 2 hours.
No, so you get what I mean? So now I appreciate everything that I have now, even though it's not a lot, but I love what, like, lo que me está dando. Everything right now, you know? So that's why I feel like it's different now. And now I feel like, to be honest, my confidence back then was here. Yeah. Now it went like, you delusional.
Like,
you know, like everybody tells me that. Everybody's like, I feel like you're a delusional person.
Bitch,
and
no,
I'm like, well, if I'm delusional, I'm happy.
Yeah.
So let me be delusional. Yeah. Let me live my own little world. Cause I live in my own little world.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, are you really this like?
As you should though.
Like,
yeah.
Everybody. I feel like everybody piensa like.
Se lo cree, like in other words.
Like, do ella misma se lo cree? Like, that's how I feel like people see me as.
Yeah.
Yo me lo creo.
Yeah, and that's the only person that matters.
Yeah, yo me lo creo. Y si yo digo que yo peso 1.75, yo peso 1.75.
¿Sí?
Si yo digo que mañana voy a hacer esto, yo lo voy a hacer porque lo hago. You know? Y si yo miro un size extra small y yo me lo quiero poner, yo me lo pongo.
I will fit in it, yes.
Aunque se rompa, pero yo me lo voy a poner. Aunque se rompa y me queda bien apretado y contra apenas pueda respirar, pero yo me lo pongo.
So,
so that's how I feel like I live now,
yeah.
More comfortable, and I do not pay attention to the haters, yeah. Or to no negative stuff. I do still get a lot of negative and, yeah. And everything because, okay, I do still get a lot of negative because I don't know. I haven't told anybody,
yeah.
That I kind of was transitioning to be not because obviously I'm we're gay, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I am.
I don't know about you, but I don't know, you look a little straight to me.
So I'm like, so now I feel like I'm I want to be like more like known as a trans woman.
Oh, period.
Okay, you know,
yeah.
That's what I want. But I didn't want to tell anybody because I was like, oh my god, like they're always seeing Steven. They always seen all my social media is Steven. All my social media is Esteban Gobea. And I'm like, how am I gonna come and be like
Jocelyn?
Like, no, bitch, Jocelyn is here.
Yeah.
You know? So I feel like Jocelyn was always a person inside me that always wanted to come out, but I didn't let her.
Yeah.
Because of all the hate that people would give me and everything.
You had to hide her.
You know what? Now that you think about it, what's different? I think that's what is different.
Now you're not scared.
Yeah, now I'm not scared to show who I really am.
Period.
And if you like it, you like it. And if you don't, I'm sorry, I cannot do nothing about it. But I'm trying to make myself happy and do not go back to the dark place that I was at.
Period.
Like, I do not want to go there again, you know? I do not want to go there. And right now, that's why I'm so happy that I feel free.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, when you tell your parents and everything, like, your parents want to know if you're gay or you're this and that, and like you feel like
pressure,
way, like everything, like you feel so like tired and so like I don't know what to do. But once you let it go and let it free, that's when like I feel like you open your wings and be like, okay, you know what, this is the time for me to shine.
Yeah,
even though I'm not shining, but even though I feel shining is my delusional self, but I feel that I'm shining and I feel like I'm doing good and I feel like I'm the baddest bitch. But
no, and you know what's crazy? Your confidence literally translates so much through the screen. Like when I watch your videos, like I can see it.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that whatever you like say, you clearly like feel it. Mm-hmm. And that's something that you should be very proud about. You know what I mean? Because it takes a lot of, you know, courage. It takes a lot of, you know, just balls to be like, fuck what everybody says. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be me. I'm going to love myself.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be scared of showing the world who I am, because at the end, I'm tired of living this life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Once you do that, trust me, you're going to feel so comfortable. So now everybody knows me as, and even though people knows me as a Steven, and I don't get offended. Because let me tell you guys this. I do not get offended when people, because sometimes I go out to the street like this, you know, a beautiful woman like this, you know. But I go out like this and people come up to me and be like, are you, I don't know your name. They do know my name, but they don't want to feel, because there's people around, so they don't want to feel like they're disrespecting me for calling me Steven or Esteban.
Yeah.
I do not mind.
Yeah.
I feel comfortable with you calling me Esteban, Steven, and Jocelyn.
Yeah.
I feel comfortable with all that. You know, I don't mind you guys calling me. I'm not going to change my name on social media as nothing else. My name will always be Steven. And I feel so comfortable when people, even though I'm dressed like this and everything, because I'm not hiding nothing no more. Before I was hiding. Now I'm not. Now I'm here, and call me Steven, call me Justin, and I'm still going to love you, because that's how I want you guys to love me as Steven or Justin. And that's me.
Antes de que terminemos este episodio, porque ya sé que tienes hambre, ya quieres irte a comer. Ya dije, ya, I got to wrap it up. What's something that if you can go back in time,
mm-hmm.
and tell little Steven, What's something that you would tell?
I would tell them, like, do not give a fuck about nothing. And do you, and do whatever you want. Because I feel like I wasted, I'm going to be honest with you, I wasted 20 years, okay, of not accepting myself, not because of me, but not accepting myself because of what other people were saying, what other people will think about you, what your family and everything. And my family loves me. Like, my family loves me. They love me as who I am. And I know that sometimes people do not have that, the support from the family. But my family was very supportive with me and everything. And now I feel like they like Jocelyn better than Steven, because Steven is more like a bitch. And Jocelyn is more like nicer.
She's a nicer bitch.
No, even though when people see me in the street, they be like, you have a, como se dice, like, resting bitch face or whatever? Cara de pucha. Like, they tell me that all the time. Like, you have la cara de pucha. And I'm like, thank you. Is that like a good thing?
Like, I didn't know I should be happy or offended.
I didn't know pucha looked this good.
Pucha, wait, where are you from? I've never heard anyone say pucha. Pucha's vagina, right?
Yes.
Wait, that's, where are you guys from?
We're from, well, from Colima.
Okay. We're from Nayarit, and Nayarit, we say pucha too.
Yeah.
But every time I say pucha out in public, people are like, what is he talking about?
Really?
So it's the first time I've heard it out,
No, like, everybody tells me that, and I'm like, okay. And they're like, but in YouTube, you're always like, but obviously, like, I'm not always going to, I don't want people to be walking down the street and be like, that bitch is crazy. You know?
I did cartwheels and shit on the street.
And be like, yeah. No, like, I know that I'm like that on YouTube or TikTok, whatever, but I have to, like, calm it down to fit in the street and be like, okay, that bitch, is that bitch crazy? Or, you know? So I have to bring it down a couple of notches. So sometimes I do have my cara de pucha, but it doesn't mean that I'm mean.
Mad. Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that I'm mad. It just means that, calm down.
It just means that I have my cara de pucha. That's literally what it means. That's how I feel too. Yes. Like, everybody expects me to fucking be out in the street singing, como estas, pinche pendeja. I'm like, girl, like, no. Like, I know when I act a fool and when not to.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
But people like feel like they, you have to be like that 24/7. And I'm not. I'm gonna be honest with you. Sometimes I just do wanna relax, walk down the street, and if you just say hi to me, like, say hi to me and everything. But a veces te voy a contestar, like, you know how you doing? Like that. But I'm not always going to be like, hey, everybody, like, ¿qué va a decir la gente? Like, esta pinche vieja está loca. Like, la acabo de sacar de manicomio, okay, you know? So I don't want that, you know?
Take it back.
Like, who let her out, you know? I don't want people to feel like that.
Yeah.
And then especially because sometimes, like, you meet people that you see on social media, and you're like, I feel like I wish I would have never met them.
Yeah.
Because they're very different.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm still the same. I feel like a lot of people say that I talk too much.
No, and I love that. Because that's me too.
And I'm like, I know. I don't know why. But you know what? As soon as I see a camera on, or as soon as I feel like the bad bitch is out, nadie la puede callar el hocico. You know, like, but I don't know. I just feel like I talk a lot. And now that I'm doing, like, lives and on TikTok and everything, yo no me callo el pinche hocico.
Which is perfect for what you're doing.
Well, yeah, but it's like, I don't want people to be like,
does she ever shut up?
One button, like, stop. Like, you know? Like, what is that button gonna be like? Stop already. I feel like I talk a lot. And sometimes I'm like, okay, I'm gonna let other people talk, you know? Yeah. Or I'm gonna let you say now. But I just feel like I already got so used to always talking, always doing this, always doing that, que yo no me callo los cinco. Me tienes que callar.
All right, you guys, so now we are getting to the end of this episode. I really want to say thank you for coming.
Thank you for, you know what? Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, no, thank you.
Thank you so much for inviting me, because I feel like ya te conozco desde a long time or whatever, and I'm like, I love watching you guys, your shows and your TikToks, your YouTube videos. Yo me voy a dormir. When you post a new video, I see it and I'm like this, and I'm watching it and me estoy durmiendo.
You're bored, I fall asleep.
But I'm like, I have one eye open and I'm like, one eye sleeping. And I'm like, no, I need to go to sleep already.
You're like this.
So I like watching you. I like watching, like, a lot of YouTubers. Yeah. And I, like, I love it, to be honest. And when you text me, I'm like, I think it's equivocó.
Ah, you're like, wrong message.
I'm like, I think it's equivocó. equivocó.
No, no me equivocó. Aquí estaba, you guys. I really wanted to have you on the show. Everyone at home, I know they're living for this moment because I'm living for it. Just as much as you say you watch my videos, I keep up. I keep up with yours too. And I am so happy that you were able to make the drive down here because, you know, just having you on the show and having everyone hear your story mm-hmm. just makes me so happy because I know you guys are living for it and I know you guys are loving it. So with that being said, you guys, I will leave all her social medias linked down below. Y también le van a aparecer aquí en the screen para que ustedes vayan, corran a seguirla, as well as I'll leave all of my social medias down below so you guys don't miss any future episodes. And with that being said, thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you guys for listening. And we'll see you guys in the next one. Bye, guys.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie. And we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews. But now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie. And we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Dua Lipa.
You know, when I play my music to people who I really respect or look up to, then I hear my songs in a different perspective.
Cardi B.
I know what it feels like when you feel like everybody turn your back and like, don't ever think it's because you did something wrong.
Harry Styles.
I feel like I'm falling more and more in love with making music each time I get to do it.
You know these artists for their songs, videos, and epic performances.
But they have so many stories beyond their fame.
That's what we're here to share with you on the Spout Podcast.
We sit down with some of the biggest names in music.
And along the way, our guests reveal stories that even their biggest fans may have never heard before.
Check out the Spout Podcast to hear famous people spout off about more than what they're famous for.
And find out who's spouting off next.
Wherever you get your podcasts.